Some hungers just won't go away. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you are starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, obligations, and duties, would you remember the laugh today? Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Listen, you don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And you don't laugh necessarily because you feel good. You feel good because you laugh. You got to laugh, folks. I say it all the time. You got to laugh. Otherwise, we'd be crying all the time or become violent. I want to share with you a very, very important scripture passage today. It's from John chapter 6, beginning with verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise him up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Why is that such an important scripture passage? Well, for two reasons, especially if you're a Catholic. It's an important scripture passage because, one, Jesus talks about the Eucharist. He talks about giving himself to us, giving us... Well, what did I say at the beginning of the program? Some hungers just won't go away. No, we were not going to be satisfied without Jesus. Read that first sentence to you again. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Our whole relationship with Jesus is to satisfy those hungers that never seem to be satisfied by worldly standards. Hungers that no fame, no success, no money, no relationship, this won't satisfy them. There may be temporary pleasures, but not total satisfaction. These hungers were built into our lives. St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in God." And these are the things that God allows us to experience so that we go for the more. There got to be something more. This scripture passage from John chapter 6, beginning with verse 35, this is the answer to that question. Is there anything more? Is there more to life than this? Yes. It's that relationship with Jesus where he satisfies our hunger. We Catholics believe that's done uniquely in the Eucharist. We believe that it really is by a burst of love on the part of Jesus that his love so permeates the bread and wine that although it looks like bread and wine anymore, it still looks like bread and wine, but right now it is Jesus' body and blood. Spiritually, he has penetrated to it. I mean, how do you explain love? How do you analyze love to the nth degree? All we know that Jesus meant it. He lost a lot of disciples over this passage, but he meant it. And for close to 2,000 years now, people have, as a matter of fact, believed that they were receiving under the form of bread and wine the true body and blood of Jesus Christ, a gift that he gave that was perpetuated through his disciples down through the centuries. But there's another aspect of this scripture passage that I share with you that we need to spend some time on, and that is, what does it mean to be a believer? When we believe in Jesus, when we believe that he meant it when he said certain things, even at the risk of losing a lot of disciples, when we come to accept Jesus, when we know that his mission was to come into the world, one, to save us, because he said he was sent not to lose anything that was given to him, but that he will raise us up on the last day. When he says to us, this is the last sentence of that scripture passage I read to you, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Let's identify some three hungers of the human heart. A hunger for intimacy, a hunger for purpose, and hunger for a destiny. What I'm saying, this scripture passage from John's Gospel addresses those three hungers. If you play with the word intimacy and you pronounce it very, very slowly, it almost sounds like into me see. Intimacy? Into me see. That Jesus, especially through the Eucharist, invites us to such a level of intimacy that we get to a point where St. Paul was when he wrote in Galatians, "I don't live anymore, Christ Jesus lives in me." In him, St. Paul says, we live and move and have our being. He said that in Athens. That God really, we could not have intimacy with God unless God took the first step, until God showed us the way. We can't find God unless God has already found us. St. Paul says to the Corinthians, no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless moved by the Holy Spirit. God is proactive in the relationship. God seeks us out. God comes to us. God invites us to intimacy. And we have a yearning for that. He created us in such a way that we yearn for God. We pine for God. We're restless. We're restless without God in our life. Nothing will satisfy us. We never want to settle for cheap substitutes. God and only God. So we identify the hunger as a hunger for intimacy, and we see how it's met by Jesus in our life, especially through the Eucharist. And then what's the second hunger we have? We want to have meaning in our life. We want to have purpose. We don't want to wander around aimlessly. We just don't want to live mediocre lives. We just don't want to eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die. We just don't want to live quiet lives of desperation. No, there's a purpose. We have a purpose. We're to build the kingdom. We're to make God's love real for people. We're to work for justice and peace. Starting in our homes, starting in our relationships with our loved ones. We do have a purpose. God would not have created us without a purpose. And it's not so esoteric. It's not such a mystery. He tells us what our purpose is. To know and love God. To serve God in this world. To build the kingdom. To make God's love real. To work for justice and peace. And what's the third destiny? Or the third purpose? Excuse me, the third hunger. And that's our destiny. Is this it? Do we just grow old and die? Do we just watch our bodies fall apart and die? No. Listen again to what Jesus said. "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Death is not the end of life. It's the end of the dying process. Life continues. Do you believe in eternal life? Do you believe in an afterlife? Oh my goodness! I can't see how anybody who doesn't believe in an afterlife can live, especially as they grow older, with hope, with joy, with excitement. To know that this is not the end of the story. To know that in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be transformed. We will wake up in heaven. Or the image that I like to use is a long-distance runner, a marathon runner. Here's the person. They're going to run the race. They're getting to the finish line. They run across. They hurl themselves with the last last ounce of energy. They hurl themselves across the finish line. They fall often into the arms of a loved one or a friend or a coach. They get their breath, and then they flash the victory sign. They do the victory lap. Well, that's us. That's us. When we're just about to end this life, when we're out of energy, when all of our resources have been used up, and we hurl ourselves across the threshold of heaven. And who's on the other side to catch us? Jesus. And he catches us in his arms. And in a twinkling of an eye, we're rejuvenated. We're reborn. We come alive. How do you spell relief? I spell it H-E-A-V-E-N. Earth is not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. Heaven is our home. And so these three hungers, a hunger for intimacy, a hunger for purpose, and a hunger for a destiny. And that's what Jesus talked about in this scripture passage. I told you it was a very important scripture passage. I mean, it captures. Let me give you the reference again so you can look it up in your own Bible. Do you have a Bible? Do you have a New Testament? I hope you do. Go out and buy one if you don't. Find it if you haven't used it for a while. Blow the dust off. Get to know this. This is the Word of God. B-I-B-L-E. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. All right, the passage is John chapter 6, beginning with verse 35. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray with people who have lung cancer. Both my mother and father had lung cancer. Yes, they did smoke. Would you pray for them? Oh, it's so hard to not be able to breathe. It's so hard to keep on coughing. It can be an ugly death. It doesn't have to be, but sometimes it can be. And if you're a smoker, stop now, okay? Stop. God will give you the grace to stop. But meanwhile, our prayer partners are people with lung cancer. Here's today's food for thought. Some people, no matter how old they get, never lose their beauty. They merely move it from their faces into their hearts. Isn't that beautiful? Now, my small attempt to make you laugh today is a true story submitted to Reader's Digest by a woman named Mary Cipollino. She said, a nurse friend of mine took a 104-year-old patient for a walk in the hospital corridor. When she got him back to his room and sat down, he took a deep breath and announced, listen to this, that was great. I don't feel a day over 100. He was 104. Oh, well, you want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. Just let me know you listened to the program. Send me some support that's keep my hospital open. You can make that check out to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Don't forget, visit my website sometime. You'll enjoy it at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.